the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Current estimates suggest more than 70,000 wild horses and burros roam the American West, and that's more than three times the number land managers say can safely coexist with other animals out on the open range. In recent years, the Federal Bureau of Land Management has stepped up efforts to move most of those animals off public land. But where do they go? And why are advocates concerned these iconic symbols of the American West are still being slaughtered? Nevada Public Radio's Paul Boger reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
It's a crystal clear spring day in Paradise Valley, about half an hour north of Winnemucca, as the Bureau of Land Management's John Neal prepares to lead a tour through the state's newest wild horse holding facility.
Alrighty, Grant, take us away.
Neal is the acting facility operations manager for the BLM's Nevada Wild Horse and Burro Program. He's technically in charge of caring for the wild horses rounded up on federal lands throughout the state. The animals brought here are treated for health conditions, vaccinated, and branded. According to Neal, at least 3,000 horses are corralled here. Most of them were rounded up earlier this year from the East Pershing Management Area west of Winnemucca. However, a few hundred remain from previous roundups. And since it's foaling season, Neal doesn't know the exact number.
There's well over 200 that have been born here so far this year, and more to come.
Horses are separated into pens according to their sex and age. Neal explains the horses have access to feed and running water, and that BLM has a vet on staff. What's noticeable is the lack of shade or sprinklers, and while the corrals appear relatively clean, they seem a bit crowded, maybe 50 to 60 horses in each pen. Advocates who are on the tour, including Laura Lee, the founder of Nevada-based Wild Horse Education, say the conditions of the corral were abysmal.
You were here on a sanitized day. This is probably the best this facility looks at any time. So, no shade, no dust control. This is built in a floodplain, so if we were here 2 weeks ago, you would have seen a whole different set of problems.
The horses here are destined for sale, a BLM pasture facility, or adoption. It's that last one that has other wild horse advocates concerned. In 2019, BLM began offering cash incentives to increase adoption rates. Adopters get $1,000 a year after each adoption, for up to four animals. In the first year, adoptions nearly doubled. Jenny Luciette is a public affairs specialist for the BLM's Nevada Wild Horse Program. She says many people like her love working with wild horses.
Best horse I've got when I'm pulling cows off the range is a wild horse. You know, we've got agencies that are utilizing them in their work because compared to a domestic horse, they're built much differently.
Advocates, on the other hand, say the process has become a pipeline to the slaughterhouse. Amelia Perrin is a spokesperson for American Wild Horse Conservation.
What people are doing is they're adopting the max amount of horses and burros that they can per year. They're holding them for 1 year in lands that you don't really have to take care of them. You don't really have to feed them. You can just turn them out into pasture and let them live. And then they're sending them into slaughter auctions.
Federal law currently prohibits the sale of wild horses for commercial use. BLM also requires people who want to adopt to sign paperwork saying they won't resell for a commercial purpose. Perrin says BLM could avoid potential slaughters altogether by focusing more on fertility control measures.
They need to start managing wild horses in the wild, stopping the influx, and then incentivizing responsible adoptions on the other end.
A bill currently before Congress would cut the time it takes to receive the full title of an adopted horse from 1 year to 6 months. It would also increase cash incentives from $1,000 to $3,000 and create a frequent adopter program. Lastly, the bill would make it a felony to sell wild horses for slaughter. Advocates have reservations regarding the measure, but for the BLM's Jenny Luciette, the legislation is a sign that more people are paying attention to wild horses. She's hopeful that means more of the animals will find a new home.
That's always going to continue to be my hope is that, you know, every animal, I don't care if it's brown or if it's the beautiful paint horse on the internet, they all deserve a good home.
The next round of BLM horse adoptions in Nevada is June 15th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.